Have you ever wondered if you could break the cycle of limiting thoughts about who you are and who you could be? Have you ever wished you could embrace challenges, struggles, and setbacks as a source of growth? Welcome to Amped, where we'll supercharge your success with high performance and mindset coach, Dr. Erin. You'll learn the strategies, skills, tools, and techniques to make a living doing what you love. We'll discuss scientifically backed strategies to improve your mindset and ultimately your bottom line. It's time, your time, to step into greatness. Get ready to get amped. Here's Dr. Erin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Amped Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Erin, a high-performance business coach and the success psychologist. And we are going to amp your confidence today. If you're listening, hello, I know that we all want more confidence. So I am so excited. Hello, hello, Temescan Star, my dear friend and colleague.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm amped.
We're amped.
Let's get this going.
So Temescan Star and I, let me introduce you all to him because you're going to just love hearing from him. But we met at a Brendon Burchard event. And we were all dancing. Everyone, 1,000 of us were dancing, and everyone was dancing at a level 10. And I like to say Temescan and I were at a level 12, and our eyes met, and we've become friends, and we work together. And I am so excited to introduce you to him. So, Temescan Star is a father, believer, friend, and coach. This best-selling author of You Are Not Smaller Than the Room believes that through confidence, anything can be achieved. Using this platform to coach others to achievement of high performance is his mission through coaching and motivation. His background in education, coaching, development, and sales have helped him to maximize and recreate himself over and over again. Thank you for joining us, Temescan.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
We're going to dive right in. Funny thing is, I thought you were introducing somebody else. I was like, who is she talking about?
Stop it. I know it sounds very fancy, doesn't it? Oh my gosh. So, okay, let's tee this up. So we know as high performance coaches that there's three feelings that high performers strive to feel. One is they strive to feel joy. The other is they strive to feel engaged, meaning feel their day. And the third is what we're talking about today, confidence. They want to feel confident. So tee this up. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts about what confidence is and how the heck do people get it?
You know, when you think about confidence, what I truly believe confidence is number one, it is that basis. It's that platform that we have to rely on, not just on a day-to-day basis, but for projecting, for, outlooks, for everything. You know, if you don't have the simple, I'm sorry to use the word again, but confidence, if you don't have the simple belief in yourself that you are a great person because of the things you have done in the past, you're not going to achieve the things that you are going to do in the future. Now, these things that you're going to do in the future are all not just dreams, but they're visions that you aspire towards, visions that you become obsessed with. And that confidence is what really just exudes when you not just think about your planning and how you're going to attack them, but how you're just going to tear down those walls. You know, every little bit and step of confidence that we take on a day-to-day measure, you know, going up ladders, walking forwards, just everything just starts to build. And as you build more and more and more, you become a mountain of yourself. So that when those little obstacles come your way, you plow right over them because you're bigger than what they are. That's what confidence really is. It's like unleashing just a huge tiger,
Wow. I love that. You become a mountain of yourself through mm-hmm. the small steps, through the small climb.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine a lot of people listening might say, this sounds so great, Dr. Erin. This sounds so great, Temescan. I want that confidence that you have, but I've never had it. And maybe they have had past experiences where people spoke negatively about them. You know, mm-hmm. real, true data that came in and told their brains, no, they weren't that great, or no, they would never measure up. So how do you undo that bad learning?
See, you know, like you said, that's the negative learning that are put upon some of us, that are put upon a lot of us. Let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, you know, some of us, myself included, we had those great support systems that built us up to where all that negative outside talk never penetrated us. But like you said, there are individuals who may not have had that upbringing, who may not have had that support system. Those people, you know, what I want you to do is I want you to set out, I want you to look at a couple of different things. Number one, when you are engaged with your day-to-day activities and your goals, that's going to help you to build some confidence, because when you know the end game through your engagement is going to get you to a place of joy, that's going to really make you have to be confident. Because what you're going to be able to do is you're going to be able to look back, and even if the world is saying, hey, Temeskin, you are not you're not good enough to do this, because you're going to be able to look back and say, yes, I am, because I have done certain other things to get me to just even this point. Now, say this point that you are in right now is, you know, you are just a worker on the line, or maybe you are a server, but you have aspirations to be in management, or you have aspirations to open your own food truck. Just learning the ropes sometimes and having the basics there for you to say, hey, I know how to do A, B, and C. These are the things that can get you to X, Y, and Z if you take it on just a day-to-day basis and you remember the small victories. Well, I like to call these banner victories. You know, banner victories are what are going to put you in a place to where you can win that world championship. And whatever that bigger goal is that is what we have to do. We have to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I may have won intramural league. I may have won city league, things like that. But when I'm looking at taking over and becoming a world champion, like the Kobe's, the Michael Jordan's, the LeBron's, all these guys had aspirations. And I mean, let's remember, Michael Jordan did not even make his high school basketball team. Mm-hmm. But we know him as the greatest of all time. Why is that? Because he set out to have a bigger victory. And when you set out to have that bigger victory, everything that you've done up until that point is what's going to help to get you to the next step.
Beautiful. You know, one of the things I like to make a distinction about, and I would love your idea about this, but confidence isn't necessarily a feeling. I like to think of it more of as a belief system. And so I think about when I, you know, hosted my first event, I was not confident in all of my, I didn't feel like I knew everything I was doing, but I was confident that I could figure it out.
Right.
And right. I think what I hear so many people say is, am I supposed to just fake it till I make it, Dr. Aaron? And I would ask you what you think about that, Temeskin.
I don't know if we fake it until we make it. But I do believe that we put forth our best effort and walk with that confidence. You know, just like you said.
Yes, I agree.
Not a feeling. Oh, I feel confident. No. Confident is a way of life. It's a habit. You walk it just like you talk it. And it's not that you're faking it. You have that. It's innate. You are now that person. Just like you said, Dr. Aaron, you know, when you put on your first speaking event, there were some times where you were scared. Mm-hmm. You were at my first speaking event and you did an amazing job. You brought a lot to the table. But prior to that event, Sean and I were in a world of confusion and disbelief, and even I would say even up a couple up until a couple hours right before. But the thing that we had to remember was, number one, we knew what we brought to the table. Mm-hmm. We knew what all of the other speakers brought to the table. And we knew that the product that was to be put out on January the 12th at the Rise event was something that we were going to be proud of. I think when you look
with
in game in mind, as opposed to what you don't know, that is what makes you confident, especially in regards to situations that are new. You know, so many different times, especially as adults, we change career paths, we change different ideas, and we say, oh, you know, I'm going to go into business for myself, and we get scared. And that is what stops us, because we're not confident enough in what is to come. But what we have to take a step back and say, well, wait a minute. I have this vision in mind for some specific reason that I know at the end of the day, it is going to put myself, my family, those that rely on me in a better place. And if that is what needs to happen for us to be more successful, then that's where we need to go. And we have to do what we have done up until that point to get to there, to that new place.
I love what you're saying. And what I'm hearing, there's a nuance, I think, in what you're saying. If we go back to, you know, when you and Sean focused on this is, we're bringing something to the world that we can be proud of.
Right.
I think there's a nuance of when you tap into your own value system and then you live in line with who you want to be.
Right.
That builds confidence.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's called congruence.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. if you're showing up how you want to be, you have a chance of kind of liking yourself. It's really hard to like yourself if you're not showing up as who you want to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, someone said last week to me, confidence is this ability to confide in oneself. And of course, that's probably obvious to you, but I just thought, wow, that's such an interesting, of course, definition of it. But how does one develop trust in oneself? Trust in their ability to keep their promises that they make to themselves.
You know, part of keeping the confidence and keeping yourself held accountable,
mm-hmm.
I would say, is, you know, that goal setting. And mm-hmm. you can't just throw pie in the sky goals that you're just saying, oh, you know, I know my neighbor is planning on building a house that's going to be 3 stories, so I'm going to build a house of 3 stories. Well, what's your plan? How are you going to get there? Part of the accountability is, number one, putting that plan in place. I would say part of the second part of the plan of the accountability to yourself is you have to then speak some of these goals out loud, and you have to speak it to the people who are in your tribe, because then they are going to also be the people who are not just your cheerleaders, but they are going to be the people who are going to push you a little further. So many different times in life, it becomes easy to take the easy way out and let ourselves off the hook, because we have not really made that goal big enough to where if we fall a little bit short, we're not affected, or someone else isn't affected. One thing that I know that I have to do is I'm very competitive. So I always have to put goals in mind that I'm competing with myself, but I'm also competing with someone else. There has to be a target.
I love it. Let's just lean into the fact that that's okay.
But then on the other side of things, I have to have someone else that becomes disappointed if I did not hit that goal.
Amen.
So for myself, you know, especially in a market of sales, you know, if there is a company convention, and I really want to go, and I know that it's going to change my lifestyle in going in a positive manner, as well as make someone else happy. Once again, there goes that word joy. And then you become what? Fully engaged. Someone else is going to as well. My first year with the company I'm with right now, I told my son, hey, we're going to go to the Bahamas. Why did I do that? Because I knew that I was putting in a lot of time away from him. Ultimately, we were benefiting financially from that because we needed to at the time. But at the end of the day, I knew it was something that he would be proud of, and he could say, my dad did this for me. So guess what? We have another trip coming to the Bahamas in 2020. Guess who's going again? We are, because why? I've already told him, hey, guess where the next convention is? And do you think—
I really like this idea of finding someone to fight for. And if that person can't be yourself at the beginning, start with someone else. You know, if you look at human beings, most people will fight for other people.
And you know why I think that is? Because we find so much more joy, not just of doing for ourselves, but doing for others.
Amen. And if you need to start there, start there.
Yeah.
If you need to stay there, stay there. You know, for nothing else. I love that. You know, you and I have been accountability partners and ever since we met, and find those people who are your growth friends.
Right.
Confidence is also built through connection, and you're speaking about that. And you have connection with your son, you have connection with people in your business that you're sharing your goals with, but connect with people, share your ideas with people. You'll get some confidence. You know, one of the things Tony Robbins says to Meskin, and you've probably heard this, but he says, successful people don't necessarily have resources, but they have resourcefulness.
Absolutely.
And I think you're speaking about that, you know, gather up your tribe, gather up your resources. Understand that you can figure things out.
Yeah. And that's what's going to really help you to build your confidence is, like you said, you know, confident people are those people or people who are figuring it out. Aren't saying, hey, I've got all the answers, but they're also saying, I know where to get the answers.
Oh my gosh, say that again. Say it again.
Confident people are not those people who say, oh, I have all the answers. No, they just know where to get all the answers. You know, in our tribe, we've got people who are, you know, CEOs of high level companies that, you know, are all around the globe, and, you know, people who are publishers, people who are, you know, leading ministries, people who are psychologists, people who are top in sales. And, you know, all of us don't know everything there is to know about all that.
Right.
But we know how to pick up the telephone. We know how to shoot a text. You know how to send an email. You know,
I love it.
You know, don't reinvent the wheel. Just know how to make it spin.
Oh my gosh, so good. So what do we do when we have a setback?
I think
so. We've been going humming along and we're confident and things are going great, and then something happens.
I like to call those the uh-ohs.
Uh-oh.
When you have the uh-ohs, you know, you really, that's the time where you really have to re-engage in your foundation. You have to really sit down and say, okay, who am I? Who are the people that I trust to push me forward and lift me up? What is my plan? How am I going to get there? And then lastly, what is that time frame look like? Because you have to really put a time frame in regards to your comeback. You know, Tim Story always talks about the big comeback and living life at the utmost. But, you know, one thing we do find is that we are going to find ourselves in those ruts. It's always going to happen. Obstacles are going to come. Valleys are going to come. But your your being able to look back on those banner victories once again is what's really going to drive you to climb that ladder again, to walk up that steep hill, to keep swimming through the ocean, because you know land is close.
Mm. Beautiful. You know, you're speaking of, you know, taking inventory of all that you've, you know, all that you've gotten through in your past. You know, like there's data looking at you. Yeah, there's data always available to you if you look at it that way, that, you know what, I have a pretty great track record of surviving everything I've been through. Like batting a thousand, right?
And even if you did not bat a thousand, because let's just say, you know, some of your victories may not have actually been you winning in that situation, but it should have been you learning from that situation.
So yeah, that's true. There is no failure. There is only learning, if you look at it that way.
Right. And I think the people who are high performers remember that the learning curve is not always about maximum, you know, accomplishment and 100% maximum achievement. Mm-hmm. It's about being able to dissect the pitfalls so that they do not happen again, and putting a plan in place and finding that safety net so that you do not go down that dark road again.
Wow. I bet you speak about a lot of this in your new best-selling book. Congratulations, my friend. Again, it is called You Are Not Smaller Than the Room. Where can people get that book?
Amazon.
The Amazon. Okay.
You know, I think they've got this place called the Internet or something like that. And you type in Amazon, and then I guess, you know, a couple days later, just shows up at your doorstep.
Totally. So everyone needs to do that. Oh my goodness. What is, you know, you have a son, Caden.
Yes.
How old is he?
Caden is 7.
Okay, great. I have a son who's 7. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
And he is, you know, turning into this little confident guy. Well, he's always been confident, you know. I will say, you know, he has a great support system. I mean, ultra competitive parents. Grandparents are the same, highly intelligent people, but he's got that support system that, you know, puts in place, you know, the innate idea that, hey, you are going to be confident because you are definitely good enough. And when you see him, it's funny, you know, as I watch him, you know, do anything that is competitive, sports, you know, soccer, basketball, whatnot, he thinks he's one of the best people out there.
Oh my gosh. This is like how Zachary lives his life. They're the children of these parents that have struggled to earn their own confidence. Mm-hmm. And it's a reality I didn't know as a child, that's for sure. But it is really fun to watch. Zachary's the same way. He's like, I'm the best one. It's just funny. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
I mean, the kid is 7 and thinks he can beat me in a foot race. And I'm, you know, hey, buddy, not quite just yet. Just the joy that you get and receive from, you know, having a kid look you in the eye and say, hey, let's race. I can beat you. Well, wait a minute. Hold on there, Turbo. But just the fact of the matter is that that is what's going to push him later in life when it becomes his time to do something great. Those are things that I love to watch.
Absolutely. What in your, I want to end with one question. You've been a basketball coach.
Yes.
What is something that you witnessed as you coached all those years of how do you take someone who's struggling with confidence to break on through? What is there a pattern you noticed? Is there a theme?
Yep. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is.
Oh, good.
I'll tell you exactly what it is. So when I was coaching at one school, I will not say exactly which one. When I was coaching at one school, I remember there was a kid that I worked with who was not one of the starters. He was not even one of the main top seven, I would say. But we worked every single week. So what he did was he put in the time to, once again, get the foundation. And he chose to work and work out with one of the coaches who obviously was confident and worked out with all the other, let's call it, elite players. Now, what his idea was there, you know, if I work out with this guy on doing some of the things that, you know, he's doing with all these other elite players on the same team, maybe I can get to that spot. Now, take it into another spot. So once again, you have to put in the work. Yes. Of just the basics. And the funny thing is, I was watching an interview with Kobe Bryant the other day, and he said exactly what I believe. You don't need to worry about how to do all the fancy things. You just need to worry about maximizing the simple things and do those really well. So he got really good at doing all the simple things really well. But then he took it to the next step. The moment that you start doing something really well, you're going to then become a lot more confident in what you have. Once you become a little bit more confident, you're going to then step into a new circle of people that you're around. So he was not anymore hanging out with the lower end players on the team. He inserted himself into the elite level of players. So now when you have inserted yourself with the elite players, you're then going to walk a different way. You're going to talk a different way. You're going to now act a different way. That confidence is going to exude because now you're moving at an elite manner. That's just what life is as well. We have to get good at one good thing or a couple good things that we can really hang our hat on and become ultra confident. And once we do that, we then start to move into a different circle.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. So let's wrap up. I'm going to summarize what I'm hearing from you and show everybody that it really is in line with how I teach confidence as well. But Temesgen, you've talked about, I call them the three C's of confidence, and you've totally nailed them. The first is congruence. Who do you want to be? Be proud of who you're showing up as, right? Be your ideal self. The second is, I call them competencies, and you're saying get good at something. Like if you need to go and learn a skill, that will raise your confidence.
Yes.
Right? It seems so simple, but you know, I was so bad at sales until I got some skills, and now I'm great at sales. Like I just needed to learn how.
Yep.
And then third, connection. And you're saying your tribe will change. And that's exactly what will happen for our listeners. And why I know that you get so excited about sharing this topic, because you watch people rise. It's why you called your event Rise. I mean, I know that's your heart.
Absolutely.
Helping people rise. So Temesgen, how are people going to be able to get in touch with you and work with you? Because I know they're going to want to.
Yes, you can email me directly at info@earlymorningshock.com, because a lot of what we need to do is we need to get up and we need to get moving early. So let's shock the brain, let's shock the body, let's shock the world with doing some things early. Also, you can visit me online at www.temesgenstar.com. That is TEMESGHENSTARR.com. As well as follow me there on Instagram, Temesgenstar, as well as LinkedIn, same way.
Oh my gosh, give them the email that you said about the morning thing again.
Yes, once again, that's info, at early, EARLY, morning, MORNING, shock, SHOCK.com.
You know, thank you for being my early morning shock ever since I've met you. We always talk, and it's always before about 6:30 a.m. So I can attest that Temescan can absolutely help you amp your confidence, amp your life, amp your success, amp your joy, all the things. Yep. Thank you so much, my dear friend, for joining us.
And right now, we are looking to actually bring aboard a couple more coaching clients who are really looking to get some shock into their lives and create some real value in regards to business, life changes, whatnot, through the platform of confidence. And we can just, we'll move from there.
You know, I can attest to you all who's listening that Temescan is the real deal. He is in the elite in terms of who I want to be like, the kind of success that I know that you all desire. And anyone who works with you would be blessed. So thank you, Temescan.
Oh, and guess what? I think that times about 4 for you, Doc.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, T-Star. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for joining the Amped podcast. And remember, your amped life is your best life. It's one where you are activated, motivated, productive, energized, and disciplined. Ooh. And remember, it's time to step into your greatness.
I love it.
See you next time.
I love it. Thank you.
Now that you've been given the permission and tools to amplify your life, it's time to amplify your purpose, passion, and profits. For more tools on how to make money doing what you love, visit www.thepsychologyofmission.com. And for more episodes, visit the Tenacious Living Network at trlstation.com. It's time, your time, to step into your greatness and get amped.